Well, good morning. How are you guys doing this morning?
Doing good.
I'm Patty. This is Chip.
Hi, nice to meet you guys.
Nice to meet you, too.
Yeah. Well, first of all, tell me about the dog. I love dogs.
This is Nova.
Hi.
She's my personal dog. I'm the president of Midwest Battle Buddies, and we provide service dogs and training for veterans.
I was going to say, I think I've heard of Battle Buddies. I think we did something with them when I used to live in Houston, and that's where you match up dogs with a former service member?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. See, I know things. So explain a little bit more about Battle Buddies and how maybe somebody who is looking to get a dog, how can they do that?
You just go online to our website, MidwestBattleBuddies.org, and you start the process right there. There's a short application, and if everything looks good there, then I send a bigger application. We need documentation from therapists and doctors to make sure this is going to be good for the veteran, and they need to be getting those services in order to get a dog. So we work very closely with the VA. And once we find out all your needs, then we will start looking for a dog that will do whatever you need it to do.
Okay, yeah, I forgot about that part. Do you train the dogs to work with them, or are they former service dogs too?
Excuse me?
You train the dogs, they're not already service dogs.
We train the dogs.
Okay.
The dogs. It's actually a two-year process.
Yes. Okay.
And the veteran that train go at through. Home as well.
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
And now, are you going to be one of the organizations out at the event on Saturday?
Yeah, we'll be there with some of the veterans and their service dogs, and yeah.
Well, explain, tell me all about this event happening on Saturday. Now, that's you. You said, girl, I got this. I'm new to the area, so this is all new to me. So if you want to just explain it to, you know, somebody who's never been before, that would be awesome.
You bet. So I'm Patty Nefko, and I'm the president and founder of Vet to Vet Support Command, which is our nonprofit. Howard Hutchison, who goes by Hutch, he is the founder of Veteran Providers Coalition of Sedgwick County. It's under our nonprofit. We are grant-funded. We do everything for free, 100%. No dues, no memberships, no billing, nothing. So everything that Hutch and I do through our nonprofit is for free. In that coalition, we have over 60 service providers, including Midwest Battle Buddies, for example, but also Kansas Honor Flight, the VA, the Vet Center, Salvation Army, WSU Military Veterans for Education, and the list goes on, hospice and homeless and fly fishing. And I mean, you name it, we've got it for veterans, okay? So we can do a ton of referrals, and they'll all be there. They'll all be there right there.
Yes.
And one notable thing I want to make sure I don't forget right off is if you're a veteran, you know what a DD-214 is. That's your discharge paper. And if you bring that document, either your original or your certified that you'll go home with, the Register of Deeds with Sedgwick County will have an entire operation set up there at the expo in a exclusive room, you know, with sensitive data, we understand that. And you can have your DD-214 registered, just like your home deed, with the county. It's not public record. It's all secret. But this way, your discharge papers are there on file if you or your family ever needs it. And when a veteran passes away, that's a very important document for many, many reasons. We can explain a thousand reasons why. But bring that, because you'll get 5 certified copies for free that day, as well as getting it registered. And you can get a veteran discount card, picture, laminated ID right then, right there, that's a government issue discount card for veterans to over like 800 businesses here around our area. So it's a really great thing. We will have military vehicles out back, restoration vehicles.
I'm so excited about the military vehicles.
So it'll be fun, right? And some of them dress up in their uniforms, you know, and people like put on the thing. And so it's really a fun thing. So yeah, I'll toss it back to you. I'll talk about the program a little bit.
Yeah, you know, even if you're not a veteran, if you wanted just the general public to come out and meet some of the veterans, or maybe volunteer to help with one of these organizations.
You bet.
Oh, that's a great idea, yeah.
And the great thing about this is we meet as a coalition once a month.
Okay.
And this month, our mission is to bring everybody together at the Indian Center. So anybody who wants to get involved could come in. It's a one-stop shop. We're all going to be there. And the whole point of the coalition, and it's very unique to Wichita, is we all work together.
Oh,
we all know each other. No matter what a veteran may need, we know the person who can help them with that.
Yeah.
And we just pick up the phone and do it. We don't have to go searching. We all work very closely with the VA, and it's a great thing, and the Vet Center. So
I love this, because the way they had kind of pitched it to me, it's open to the public. Everyone can come, get some food trucks. But I realized this is a lot more centered towards vets.
This
too.
Is a Veterans Expo, you yeah. bet. And we have about 1,000 people through the door in 4 or 5 hours. And don't let that scare you guys. but it's a big, big venue, indoor and outdoor, lots of festivity. There'll be overflow parking. If you get down there and you need to find more parking, there's going to be a shuttle right down the street if we need it. I hope we don't have to have it. The entire front lot will be handicapped parking that day. We will have the Tornado Alley Young Marines, which are little kids to high school in their uniforms, volunteering and helping. And guess who they're sharing a table with this year? The Marine Corps League seniors. I'm like, ooh, right? Kind of gives you the goosebumps, right? But lots and lots of different. So if you're looking for banking things or home mortgage things or insurance things, there are certain entities in this community who that's their specialty. They're the expert in that. So we have someone that's with an insurance company, but she is dedicated to a she has been dedicated to be a veteran resource center through United Healthcare here, Mary Halzig, with her insurance. And so she's the expert of answering the Medicare questions, and many people are, but in this community she's been designated for just that. So we've pulled all the best resources together.
Wow, so this has got everything a vet could need. This
everything
is,
you can think of will be there, yes.
She's pulling up the poster. She says, look at this.
Yeah, yeah, I am. And so I want to make sure, yes, at 1 o'clock,
yes.
at 1 o'clock, there's going to be an outstanding program. Every year we have a theme. One year it was the USS Wichita, our ship, our name ship. We were on the commissioning committee, and we focused on that and brought the crew in and the skipper, and it was just great. Well, they came in. But my whole point is, and then another year we did the tanker out at McConnell Air Force Base, and the new commander came and spoke. This year, it's going to be the Bleckley, Irwin Bleckley is our very own World War I Medal of Honor recipient, aviator hero, because he and his co-pilot flew a suicide mission, and they knew it was to be certain they wouldn't return to save the Lost Battalion in France, 500 soldiers. And they were certain to be to perish, and they knew that if they could find them, they could get supplies to them, and they did, but they did not come back. And so we're honoring him. What is happening is the only replica of the DH-4 airplane, biplane, is here in Wichita. Now we have, the community, a nonprofit here, has acquired that, and they're refurbishing it, and one day we hope that it will fly the skies with Doc.
Wow.
So come listen to Irwin Bleckley's story. There's a memorial at the VA. There's a street named after him. McConnell has a lounge, Bleckley Lounge, out there named after Bleckley. And so if you have not, there's a street. If you have not heard of Irwin Bleckley, it'd be worth your while to come down and hear about him.
Yeah, get some history of not only this amazing individual, but the city, too, to name all this stuff after him. And I learned when I moved here that Wichita is the air capital of the world. We are big with airplanes here. Will there be airplanes on site or more just like smaller military vehicles?
So we'll have lots of military vehicles. Not lots, but, you know, some out in the backyard.
Yeah.
On the restoration of vehicles, they have some booths inside. The commemorative Air Force Jayhawk Wing will be there. And so they have lots of photos in that and opportunity to get involved with them. We want to be sure to let you know, too, hospice care. In our region, all of our hospice teams work together, even though they're entities of their own, with the We Honor Veteran program. And that's an accredited program. There's 5 accredited levels. And around here, I think they're all 4 and 5. And they work sort of together and also individually to serve veterans, because we know that when veterans age and need hospice care, that they have special needs sometimes that are different than the normal population, see. So we want to make sure we're taking care of our veterans that way. So they'll be there. Anything anyone could possibly ever want regarding veterans, the VFW, the American Legion, it goes on and on. AARP Kansas, I got a shout out to them. They're a big sponsor of they provide the volunteers for greeting at this event. They serve veterans like crazy in their literature, their research. They've got all kinds of things. So if you're a veteran, tap into AARP. You'll be surprised how much you can get information from them.
That is amazing. Is there anything else you wanted to tell us about this event, that something the public should know, something that's really going to stand out, that can get more people there to drive the veterans there as well?
You all will be there.
Yes! T95! 104, the Fox Camp. Come on, everybody!
You know, come on out. You can volunteer to help some veterans. You know, it's
It's fun.
It's your way to pay back. Yeah.
It's a fun event. And also, you know, every single year, Commissioner Jim Howell, I can name a lot of folks, but they come out. So people who represent you in our community, some of our elected officials, they're there from the city council, from the mayor, from the commission. Many times if his schedule allows, Congressman Ron Estes and Senator Jerry Moran and Roger Marshall, those folks, they really do care about these veterans, and they do come and support this event.
That is amazing.
Yeah, so come meet everybody.
Yes. This Saturday, the 6th Annual Veterans Awareness Expo happening at the 10 to 3. Thank you. At the, help me with the name of the place. The All
Mid-America All India Museum.
Thank you.
Yeah. Oh, and one last note. If you're a veteran or active military, that day you actually can also get into the museum exhibits
Oh, cool.
For free, and family members for half price at $4. So do come out. That's part of the Blue Star program.
All right. We'll see you guys Saturday. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us.